about Madhumangal only, like in Bhavana Sarsangra that pastime doesn't come, but I have heard it. It's been many years, but I don't remember in which grantha that was. I think after they both disguise as a Brahmana, Krishna and as a Vishwasarma, Krishna disguise and does the Surya Puja for Radharani when Jatila comes. So after that, when Madhumangal gets all the gold rings and all the items. So then when they
a big bag of sweets also.
Yeah, big bag of sweets. And then Madhumangal, when they go back to the cowherd boys,
they're
not ready to share. And it's like I have heard that somebody from Balram, he catches Madhumangal from behind and everybody starts taking somebody tucks off the dhoti of Madhumangal because he's not ready to give. They were asking politely and said, "You are all cowherd boys, I'm a Brahman, it's my earned thing. I won't give you." And then they started removing the dhoti. Somebody snatched away the rings, the food items, and they actually he was totally naked. So that pastime I heard somewhere. Do you know which grantha is it? It is from.
It should go into the Lilamrita.
Acha, okay. In Bhavana Sarsangra it's not mentioned, so I don't read.
I guess Sri Krishna didn't like that rasa so much. Because it's selective, it's his collection of verses. So he didn't favor that idea.
Maybe he left out the ones that embarrass Radha. Because she commissioned it, right? So.
About that. Yeah, that's a funny pastime. It's very exactly described going to the literature. Pull out the front fold of his dhoti, the back fold, they knock his turban off, ran away with his shutter, took his stick, and he has a walking stick, and he's all bent over, And they took the whole bag, ran away, and started dividing up, and the whole big thing. One of my friends saw an interesting twist on Govardhan Leela. When Indra started raining like crazy, drowning all the Rishwasis, Krishna was very angry, and he picked up Govardhan Hill. And when he was picking up, he was very angry, and Indra was very afraid that Krishna was going to release Sudarshan Chakra and destroy Indraloka, and Indra and whole Swargaloka destroy everything out of anger because of so much rain he was causing. That was how Krishna first thought. But then when he saw that all the gopis were surrounding him, and Radharani, and after a couple of days, he was thanking Indra. He knew it was anger. He said, "Hey, this is a good deal. Usually I only get to spend a few hours with Radharani. But by Indra's mercy, I got 7 days, 24/7, for 7 days. I'm looking at Radharani's body for 7 days, going crazy." Gopi got over that. So he was actually very happy with Indra. But Indra only reigned for 7 days. And then Krishna didn't have any reason to hold it up because everybody got restless and they wanted to get out of there. It would have been better if it rained for 1 month. So you see an angry situation, a negative situation can become turned into supremely positive. End up, I kill this guy. Hey, wow. Rain more, keep raining. Yeah, go ahead.
That's the time when Jatila wouldn't let Radha see Krishna, and then they had to come up with this big plan about him being a doctor, right?
Yeah, Chandrika. Yeah, and
then she ends up praising Jatila. Because of the Leela, right? Because Krishna could enjoy her without restriction.
It was
all, so she's praising
Jatila
and
Kutila
and Avamanu for how wonderful they are.
Yeah.
For restricting her.
So yeah. They could have this big drama. Yeah, negative thing became a extremely positive thing.
Yes.
Jatila made Radha Krishna embrace. Krishna was disguised as a female doctor or something. There's some singer, there's three. Another pastime. She had mangoes up here. He had two mangoes up here. Huh?
Kadamba flowers.
Okay, Kadamba flowers.
Which are even bigger.
Kadamba flowers. That's not very very enticing. Anyway, my version is mango.
They could have done it twice.
Yeah, different coma. Mango coma. So Krishna, you know, the whole story. Rarai didn't want to kiss or be with her girl cousin. And Krishna went out and cried and rolled on the floor. And Jatila said, "Why are you crying?" He said, "Rarai's my girl cousin. I gave her Mathura to see her, and she's just mistreating me and not being nice to me." And Jatila said, "What is that? I'll make my daughter-in-law, I'll make sure she gives you a tight embrace, and you sleep this whole night sleeping together." So Krishna said, "Okay, whatever you say, I'll follow you." So then Jatila brings Krishna back to Radharani's bedroom. He said, what kind of injustice is going on in my house? What kind of way, this is not the proper way to treat your relative. Your cousin's sister is coming from Mathura. You're treating her so nastily." Then Radharani says, "Oh, you don't know, she's a bad girl." This is not. And then finally Jatila says, you guys embrace. And it says Jatila pushes them together. It makes, because Radharani doesn't want to embrace it. So Jatila forces Radharani to embrace Krishna. It says, "Now listen, this is my order. You take dinner together, then you lie together on the same bed all night." So the sister in the church says, "Yes, we'll do whatever you say." So this is...
Radha was very devious, though, because she said, "I'm not embracing her because she's being mean to Kundavati."
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Then she embraces and kisses her.
Her cousin, his cousin.
His aunt or something.
Yeah, that was very naughty.
Yeah, it was.
Radha's pretty naughty sometimes.
Brahma Gita, you were saying Brahma Gita. Radharani can get really saucy, really angry if she wants to. She lets that little bumblebee tell them where to go.
Yeah. And then she starts apologizing. "Oh, I'm sorry."
Yeah.
She's all over the place. And it's wonderful. She has like 10 different moods just with one
bee. And a lot of moods there. Yeah. She's just